Belshazzar says that one time Abinadab smiled, laughed, and said about these foolish philosophers, all their brainwork, all their plans, all their building, so-called creative ideas, that which they have delved into, how they sit and ponder over this and study so deeply, all these conventions they have, deep discussions, if they would allow ever one dead person to walk into one of their conventions, imagine a corpse walking into one of their conventions, all their wisdom would fade away to nothing, would fall to dust. Because it would disprove every single statement that they ever make. Those who believe, those who have emunah, tzaddikim, have constant contact with the heavenly world. The real work of a tzaddik is in the sakin, the shamas. This is a very temporary life. The tzaddik knows that this life is meaningless. It's just a step to the eternal life afterwards. So all the concentration is upon that future world. There is constant contact between the tzaddik and the neshamas who need the assistance there. So to a tzaddik, seeing a dead person or seeing a neshama is an everyday occurrence. Abinadab had cases where he had thousands and thousands of souls, neshamas, came flocking to him at a time, begging, screaming, crying for a tikkun, to perfect them, to help them, get into Ganeden, to save them. So to Abinadab, this was a usual, regular procedure. But to these, Abdul, these philosophers who think they know it all, should one corpse walk in, they think they've seen a ghost, and everything would fall by the wayside. Then they'll smile, how nice it would be if I could just send one of his dead ones into their room, their convention, and disrupt the entire proceedings.